It's time for your morning pep talk. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Mike Wiggins. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm really excited because I keep seeing the sun peek out, so I'm hopeful.
Well, I am hopeful also, but I will say this. Everyone needs to be weather aware for tomorrow.
Yes.
Which they're talking possible hail, thunderstorms, possible tornadoes, that type of stuff. So be careful.
Yeah.
Be so careful and kind of stay tuned to the weather. Right here on 1620, we can tell you everything's going on.
Right. Because it doesn't look like a lucky St. Patrick's Day for us with the weather.
It certainly does not. Anyway, so everybody needs to be careful. I did want to mention an article I read, but I do want to say one thing first, because I am totally amazed Jenna and Davis this morning by introducing them to an application on their phone. Now, keep in mind, you know, your host here, Mike, is not the most IT-aware guy around. But I the other day, long story, I'll make it short, one of my relatives called me up and said, sent me a picture and said, Mike, do you know what leaf this is? You know what plant this leaf came off of?
Yeah.
I couldn't identify it. So when I saw her later, she said, I figured it out. She says, it was off a lemon tree. I said, oh, I probably should have known that, but the picture, I couldn't tell from the picture. She says, I just used an application called Picture This.
Picture This.
Picture This is so cool in that you can go to any plant and you take a picture of it on the application and you just sit there and in about 20 seconds, all the information about that plant comes up, what it is, how to take care of it, and to give you... It's really interesting. I took a picture of a plant in my yard, just kind of playing with this application, and it said, this is what the plant is, but by the way, sir, you've got a little leaf spot on that plant, and here's what you need to do about it. I want to say, look, don't tell me that.
Listen, do not start with me.
But anyway.
That is too cool. And yes.
Picture This.
Thank you for introducing that to us. I mean, I'm learning all of this, but it's funny now that I'm walking. And the other day, it was Sunday evening, was beautiful. So I took the dog for an extra long walk. And here I am in my mind, thanks to you. Oh, I know that's St. Augustine grass. Look, who am I? Mike, what have you done to me?
Oh, bless your heart. I didn't mean to do that. I apologize.
No, I love it because I feel like one day I'm just going to pull that card out while I'm out with somebody and be like, you see that grass right there? That is St. Augustine,
absolutely.
And I know it because I am on the garden line with Mike Wiggins.
And you could keep going and say, and it really likes an acid soil, and it likes lime. And I mean,
I'll just start naming all the pH levels.
Exactly right. And they'll probably tune out in about 10 seconds.
I love learning. And so when you get to kind of show off about it too, makes it even better. And hey, if you have any questions today, because I want you to learn alongside of us, and we get busy here on the Garden Line, so please start sending them in, 437-1620. If you have a picture, you can go ahead and send that in too, because we're going to try to use the Picture This app.
Right, we don't know.
See if it might work on the computer.
Yeah, we don't know if it'll work on the computer screen. We're going to test that out, but I've got it on my phone. So if you've got a plant in your yard that you don't know what it is and you want to know, send us that picture. Or if you just want to help us experiment here, send us a picture of a plant, even though you may know what it is,
right,
to see if the application works on our computer
screen.
It's
like a game now. And also, if you were driving around town in this past week, and you remember us talking to you, we said if you see any buds on the pecan trees, right?
That's right.
To let us know. So if you saw any, and I didn't see any, I was looking everywhere and on my walks, and usually I see a lot in our area, but I didn't see any. So if you saw any, let us know, 437-1620. And before we go forward, I want to give a huge shout out and a huge thank you to our wonderful Catherine. She surprised us and blessed us with some St. Patrick's Day cupcakes. I'm super excited. We have to wear green tomorrow or else we get pinched.
That's true.
And to fish out the green. And also these really cool magazines. The Audubon, which the one with the bird on it looks like it should be framed.
Catherine has left us some of those Audubon magazines before, and they are fascinating. They really, really are. Some beautiful, if nothing else, photography is unbelievable.
Oh, absolutely. I'm looking at it.
It's just great.
It. Absolutely
it's
amazing.
It's fun to read. Catherine, thank you so much. And the cupcakes? Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I need to get me a few of them before the rest of this crew.
That's right. They won't
the
last long here.
The studio will be full in just a minute with people saying they heard us talking about Catherine's cupcakes.
Oh, yeah.
But Catherine, thank you. You're a great listener, and we think you're wonderful. Thanks.
Yes, absolutely. So, again, text or call in 437-1620, all your questions. And I also want to give a shout-out to Pensacola Magazine, because this month's issue features an article on page 22 about secrets of spring gardening. And look at that. Look at how delicious that
Doesn't
looks.
That look good? Now, look at the byline on that article. Did Malcolm write that article? That's what I'm
Malcolm.
Curious.
No, he needs to write an article about hunting down, what is it called, stinkweed again?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, the stinkhorn.
That's right.
That's what he needs to do, because he can sniff it out, apparently, even on the golf course.
Yeah, exactly. That's when his neighbor caught him crawling around his yard looking for it.
That's right.
Couldn't quite figure out what Malcolm was doing crawling around his yard. In any event,
we know the truth.
I'm having lunch with Malcolm tomorrow, and we will talk about his visit to the golf course.
Yes.
Okay, talking about magazines, I thought I would do this. Bella Magazine, which is a very nice magazine published by the News Journal, had an article quoting Jim Rigsby. Jim is co-owner of Duh Garden and Home down on North 9th
Avenue.
Love
that place.
What a great place. And he is writing about herb gardens, saying that he thinks container herb gardens are really the thing to do in Pensacola and are quite fun, especially if you're a cook. And he had four herbs that he recommended in the article here. One is rosemary. He said, be careful, though, because rosemary grows very large. You may have to either bump it up to a bigger pot or even let rosemary grow in the ground. English thyme. You've got to put it in a well-drained pot, but it can stay in the pot. Basil, this is one that grows perennially, and like him said, when it's done, it's done. So when it grows, you harvest what you want, because then that may be it for the basil. And finally, parsley. He said Italian leaf parsley is much more robust than its curly counterpart. So that should be in your starter garden. So rosemary, thyme, basil, and parsley should go into your container gardening. And here are a few tips. He says, I love when how he says this, Jenna, I do. He says, use them daily. He says, people who use them every day are probably the most successful with herbs. He said, by the way, herbs love to have attention.
Well,
so I guess you have to go out and talk to them.
There you go.
And do all of that. In any event, use them daily. Plant them in pots, as we said. Good potting soil. Spend some money on a good potting soil. Have it good drainage. Be sure you have them in the right place. Some of these herbs like full sun. Some like filtered sun. And especially if they're in pots, they can probably be in full sun this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
But when it gets August and such, you may want to put them
Move
into
them
some
around,
filter
yeah.
sun. And finally, he said, water them well. He said, unlike some plants, some of the succulents, for example, which don't need a lot of water, herbs do. Probably almost every day you need to get out there in the summer.
Really?
Because, especially in the pots, because those pots dry out so fast. So he said, use them daily, talk to them, and water them well, and you'll have a great herb garden, especially if you're a cook and you have those fresh herbs ready at your fingertips
yes.
whenever you need them.
Plus medicinal qualities.
Exactly. So thanks to Jim for that, that article, and thanks to Bella for publishing that. And I just thought it was kind of fun. I do that. I have a little area where I put about four or five herbs, along with some cherry tomatoes and a couple of peppers and that type of thing. Just a few, all of it in pots on the side of my house.
That way you can
house.
Move them around.
So I can move them around. Yeah. And it's just easier to handle. And I don't have a lot of space to plant in the ground
right.
at my house. So that's what I do. And it really has worked out, especially those cherry tomatoes.
Oof. Oh, love.
You just walk out and pick them and eat them. They're terrific.
Well, that's an excellent article, and thank you for sharing that. We have more coming up here on The Garden Line. We'll be right back.
Business owners, when I say digital marketing, what comes to mind? Are you instantly overwhelmed? Don't be. Hey, I'm Callie Scully, Digital Sales Director for ADX Digital, and I totally get the overwhelm, but I'm here to help. It's easy to get overwhelmed as a business owner. You're constantly pulled in every direction. When it comes to marketing, you need somebody you can trust, a partner, one that's here locally, that knows your business, knows your market, and knows how to create successful marketing campaigns that drive traffic and produce results. Your marketing partnership begins here. Make today the last day you feel overwhelmed. ADX Digital is proud to be a sister company to your local favorite radio stations, including Cat Country, News Radio, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist. At ADX Digital, we'll work with you and your team to create a customized digital marketing partnership tailored exactly to your business to achieve your goals. Don't waste another day. Email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
Join Claimology Thursday morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Matthew Vanderford with Claimology will be talking about insurance claims. He'll be discussing the recent storms, as well as the importance of being properly insured prior to a storm, as well as inspections after a storm. Matthew will be taking calls to answer your questions so you'll know what you need before the next storm arrives.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Right here in Pensacola, you have access to an innovative and patent-pending technology developed by Ascend Performance Materials. Actif Protect is a nylon fabric that's embedded with zinc ions. It helps protect the fabric from unwanted growth of microbes, fungus, and odor-causing bacteria. To learn more and to see Pensacola-made products featuring this new zinc-embedded nylon fabric, visit ionicfabric.com. That's ionicfabric.com. ionicfabric.com. Located right here in Pensacola.
They say it should be impossible for bumblebees to fly because their wings are too small for their bodies. But bumblebees don't care. They just fly. Bright Expectations is dedicated to helping our Florida residents with special needs and unique abilities find the resources, support, and inspiration that they and their families need to break barriers and achieve their dreams. Visit www.brightexpectations.com to start your journey today.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Local news is our job, and we take it seriously.
As the spring tourism season begins, many businesses on Pensacola Beach and in Gulf Breeze are struggling. Several beach hotels are still dealing with hurricane damage.
We still have, four properties that are still closed. Here's what that means. There's been a little bit of compression.
Local news every 30 minutes from the newsroom that's open all day. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Yes, it's me. I'm in love again. Had no love and say you know when. You know I love you. Yes, I do. And I'm saving all my love in jail for you. Need your loving and I need it bad. Just like a dog when he's going mad. Ooh-wee, baby.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. Please feel free to call or text in with all of your gardening, lawn, flower questions, maybe some herb questions as well. I'm just listing off all of my favorites. 437-1620. In fact, Catherine texted in a picture. I tried to guess. I was very off. I'm not even going to embarrass myself. But she texted a picture of the flowers that are growing on her Meyer lemon trees. They're beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
They almost look like jasmine
flowers.
Yes.
Well, they do. Oh, no.
Okay, so I wasn't that off for guessing.
No.
I didn't see any lemons. I'm sorry.
Catherine's good. She's got the green thumb. I'll tell you right now. She knows what she's doing. Good for her.
Yes. Thank
Absolutely
you for
good
that.
Good for her. What we need to do maybe at the next break, Jenna, I'll walk over to your computer and we'll take a picture of what Catherine sent us, and we'll see what our new app picture this says about that.
Absolutely. We're gonna try it out, see what happens.
Try it out, Catherine. You're our test case.
Okay, so I have a question for you.
Yes.
Because on my walks that I've been taking now that it's getting warmer and I'm, you know, not feeling so southerly cold. I'm sorry, Mom. But, you know, I'm seeing something that I've never seen up north, but I see it more down in the south. And it's like a lawn care kind of thing. So people go into their lawns and it almost looks like they take like a hole punch.
Yeah.
And they punch holes into their dirt and it kind of looks like little worms that come
right,
out.
Right.
What is that purpose
that? It's called aerating. And
okay.
A lot of people think if you do that, that increases the airflow, if you will, for lack of a better term, and to make the yard grow better. It's called aerating. Kind of a little bit similar to the verticutting we talked about. Kind
okay.
of help take care of some of the thatch in the yard. Unless you've got really clay soil, I don't think it's that necessary because most of our yards, especially south of I-10,
mm-hmm.
especially, are sandy soils.
Mm-hmm.
And usually they're not impacted like that. And you don't really need to do that.
Okay.
But because sometimes you'll see them, it'll be a big drum. And it's like a lawnmower, but it has a big drum on it.
Yeah.
All these spikes, and they'll run it over the yard, and it'll put that. All golf courses use them all the time. They'll aerate greens all the time to help that Bermuda grass or whatever type of grass is
sure.
on the greens thrive.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's called aerating, and a lot of people do that.
My children were having a blast. They're like, look, it looks like a million worms, and other things they were saying that are not appropriate.
Yeah.
And I was like, they're throwing them at each other. I'm going to get you. And I'm like, please. I was just hoping, you know, please let it not be from a dog. Like, you know, I saw it and was like, what are you throwing at each other? But so do they put treatment on it?
No, they just do it. You just do it, and hopefully
okay.
that helps with the with the health of the lawn.
Okay.
Simple
but we, I don't really need to because I live south of I-10.
I don't think you're going to need it. What we said last week, because it brings up an important thing, a lot of people want to control thatch, which is kind mm-hmm. of the dead grass that has grown kind of the extra layer there, and want to know what to do about it. And, of course, we said last week, I wouldn't spend a whole lot of money on that.
Right.
I would just get me a good, stiff leaf rake. And just rake it real good, especially centipede grass, but even St. Augustine, just rake it real good, and you'll get a lot of that thatch out of there, and that's fine.
Okay.
And that's fine. That's even better for the health of the grass. But I don't think I would worry about verticutting or that type of thing, even aerating, unless you really have an impacted soil.
Okay.
I would just rake it good and go from there.
All right. I'll tell my neighbors. No, I'm just kidding.
That's right. Talking about going from there, we do need to talk about fertilization. I mean, here we are now going into April. Pecan trees are going to bust forth any day now. We're going to
mm-hmm.
have our last freeze. Hopefully, if we get into April, the lawn will begin to totally green up, and that's when we should fertilize. I'd say I would shoot for probably the middle of April to the latter part of April. You could probably do it now and get away with it, but I'm not convinced that the fertilizer you put on there would be utilized by the lawn itself in the best manner. So I would fertilize. Now, what fertilizer do you buy? That's the question we get on the garden.
Right. Actually, somebody just texted, what kind of fertilizer should I use on my centipede grass and when should I apply it?
That's the question of the day. Thank you
perfect.
For that. That's perfect. I like to use a 16-08. Or in many places you'll find a 15-0-15. Okay, you want the first number to be high. The middle number is not important. Phosphate, we've got plenty of that in our soil. So it can be low or be zero. Then the last one is potash. You need some, but not as much as you need the first number, the nitrogen. The first number is nitrogen. That's what's going to make it grow and green up. Okay, so you need to do this. So you need to be sure you buy the right 16-08 or the 15-0-15. And most garden centers probably only sell these nowadays, but back in the day you could buy some agricultural fertilizers that were just pure nitrogen and pure potash, didn't have any of the special stuff in it. Well, the special stuff you want is a good granular fertilizer. You want it slow release. That is critical. You want it to have iron in it. and you want it to have some minor elements, oh, like magnesium and that type of thing. And to find that out, you really kind of read the fine print on that label. But if it's a good granular fertilizer with slow release, you've got, oh my goodness, oh, a good month and a half, 2 months worth of feeding, that that fertilizer will release itself periodically. So I would go ahead and start planning on that. But all the experts are telling us, do not fertilize the lawn until it's green again.
Okay.
If you do it when it's dormant, and most of our grasses are coming back, if you do it when it's dormant, you're going, you really are going to kind of waste some of your money. But I would certainly start looking for that fertilizer and be ready for that. Also, don't use a weed and feed. Remember, we say don't do that. We don't like using that because the fertilizer and weed killer don't kind of match time-wise. Use just the fertilizer. And the nice thing about a 16-08 or even that 15-015, or I even saw one the other day, I think it was a 24-012, something to that effect.
Mm-hmm.
Same kind of relationship to the numbers. You can let it go into your flower bed, into your shrubbery, and fertilize the shrubbery at the same time.
Oh, wow.
As you do your lawn, if you've got a nice cyclone spreader. Obviously, if you ever do use a weed and feed, you cannot do that.
Okay.
That is the worst thing you could do. It will kill plants. But these lawn fertilizers for, and you use the same fertilizer for St. Augustine, centipede, zoysia, Bermuda, Bahia, makes no difference.
Right.
All of those, what I just mentioned, you could use for any of them.
Okay.
But timing is important. Do not put your fertilizer out on a wet lawn. But after you put it in, put it out, do water it in. If it looks like we're going to have a rain like we're going to have tomorrow, I wouldn't do it. It'll wash it all
right
in the gutter, and it'll go
it'll
away.
Go down the street.
Go right down the street.
That's right.
So fertilization is one of the most important things we can do probably in April. When we do it, it'll just make that lawn sit up and talk.
Okay.
And go from there.
Sit up and talk. I love that. It's going to
exactly
perk up. I just
it'll perk
like
it up.
All of our listeners are now perking up, and all the questions are coming in. But we're going to take a break. We'll
Let's
get to them. All right. So just stick around.
When you choose a Volkswagen for Feedmore Imports in Pensacola, you're choosing from so many ways to save. Right now at Feedmore Imports, you can choose buying the 2021 Jetta S in manual transmission from $16,900, the 2021 Tiguan S from $23,225, and the 2021.5 Atlas S from $28,800. Or instead, maybe you'll choose to save with financing, like 0% for 72 months on 2021 Tiguan, Atlas, and Atlas Cross Sport models. Or choose 0% for 60 months on 2021 Jetta, Passat, GTI, and Golf models. Or, if you choose to lease, you can choose zero down payment, zero due at signing, and zero first month payment during the VW Sign and Drive event. So there's a lot to choose from right now at Feedmore Imports in Pensacola, your Volkswagen dealer of choice. They're not in Car City, but on New Warrington Road, just up the street from NAS Pensacola.
Sale price before tax, tax, title, and dealer fees. Special APR rates for qualified credit and PCI. Sign the drive event is based on 39-month lease and with qualified credit. See dealer for details.
Spring is right around the corner, and it's time to get your favorite weekend activities underway. It all starts with a stop at Barnes Feed Store. Now is the time to get your hands dirty planting all your favorite flowers and vegetables in the garden. What are you growing this year? Barnes Feed Store has been helping gardens grow better for generations. You'll be sure to have the best smelling backyard too while grilling those burgers on your Big Green Egg. Now you can get the Big Green Egg and all its accessories at Barnes Feed Store. Get your gardening, grilling, pet supplies, and so much more at Barnes Feed Store in Ensley on Old Palafox.
Progressive Motorcycle presents
Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
The road is everything you want it to be.
Everything.
As long as what you want is road
to ride your motorcycle on.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policy starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Take out the papers and the trash, or you don't get no spending cash. If you don't spend
9:29 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. We see your questions coming in to the Garden Line for Mike Wiggins. Please continue to send them 437-1620. But guess what? We were able to identify your plant, Catherine, with the app.
Picture
that
this
is breaking
app.
News right there.
with me involved in an IT situation, artificial intelligence.
Wow, what a day.
It is breaking news.
But let's talk to Mark Jacobs in the newsroom.
Morning, Mark.
Good morning. Our local jobless numbers headed the wrong direction in January. The story after Fox.
News. I'm Chris Foster. A surge of people trying to get in has border agents on track to make the most apprehensions in 20 years, according to the Homeland Security Department. More children are coming across, allowed to stay by the Biden administration.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says Border Patrol is turning away most adults and families, but unaccompanied children are being processed as quickly as possible, with the goal of placing them with sponsor families. Mayorkas says FEMA and Homeland Security officials are expanding capacity for children, standing up new facilities in Texas and Arizona, while looking for additional shelter space.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Queen Elizabeth's husband, Prince Philip, is out of the hospital.
He waved as he arrived home at Windsor Castle. He's said to be in good spirits. Buckingham Palace says the 99-year-old has been discharged after treatment for an infection and a successful procedure for a pre-existing heart condition. He was in the hospital for 4 weeks.
Fox's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
It's 9:31 at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. 71, mostly cloudy. I'm Mark Jacobs. Florida's unemployment rate went down in January, but local numbers went the other way. The State Department of Economic Opportunity says Florida's unemployment rate decreased to 4.8% in January. Meanwhile, Escambia County's rate in January was 5%, up from 3.7% in December. Santa Rosa County's rate at 3.9% in January was up a point from December. For the Pensacola area as a whole, the rate rose from 3.5% to 4.6%. On Thursday, the Florida Senate takes up a high-profile bill to help shield businesses and healthcare providers from lawsuits related to COVID-19. The proposal, sponsored by Senator Jeff Brandis, one of 14 bills included Monday on what's known as a special order calendar to go to the Senate floor. Now the WEAR weather forecast.
We will be seeing mostly cloudy skies and a 30% chance of that rain today. That high near 79 degrees. We are monitoring a chance of severe weather on Wednesday. Just make sure you are staying weather alert throughout the day and those overnight hours on Wednesday night. From the First Warning Channel 3 studios, I'm meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
71 in Pensacola and Milton, 70 in Gulf Breeze at 9:33. Our next news at 10 with breaking news anytime. I'm Mark Jacobs, News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
I'm Jennifer Kashinko with Your Money Now. Stocks are mixed. The Dow Industrial's down 53 at 32,900, but the NASDAQ is up 106 and the S&P 500 is up 9. The race to dominate the electric vehicle industry may be getting tighter as Volkswagen has revealed plans to reduce the cost of batteries and operate a wide-ranging charging network. The German automaker says it will rely on 6 factories in Europe to secure supplies as the industry faces a looming shortage. According to analysts at UBS, electric vehicles could achieve 100% penetration of the auto market by 2040. The best place to live in the country? The Woodlands, a 28,000-acre master plan community north of Houston. That's according to online platform Niche, which gave the Woodlands an A-plus for public schools, family friendliness and jobs, an A-minus for outdoor activities, housing and diversity, and an A for health and fitness. Other cities in the top 5, Arlington, Virginia, Naperville, Illinois, Overland Park, Kansas, and Cambridge, Massachusetts. That's Your Money Now.
And now, with a step back in the archives of Pensacola News, here's John Appleyard.
March the 17th, 1862, from Baghdad on the shores of the Blackwater River, this is News Radio 1620, and now also on FM 92.3. Well, as we report today, there is tension here in this small industrial community, for just this morning, a sizable squad of Confederate soldiers arrived on horseback, commanded by Colonel William Beard. To this hour, the colonel has been in heated talks with mill owner Ezekiel Simpson and with George Ollinger and George Bruce, owners of the shipbuilding yard here, plus 2 other men who have sizable businesses nearby. The crux of the matter is this. General Bragg has been ordered to withdraw all of his southern troops from the area beginning at once, and General Thomas Jones has in turn ordered that any industrial facilities, equipment, or inventories which might give aid or comfort to the Yankees must be destroyed. Colonel Bruce has arrived here to begin this work, and all of those who own such properties are protesting or asking that delay occur so that some items might be removed, hidden, or spared. This is John Appleyard for News Radio 1620.
Take a short lifestyle detour from the news of the world. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Garden Line on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 with Mike Wiggins. I'm Jenna. Thank you so much for listening. Please continue to text, call in all your questions or pictures. We are having so much fun with that app.
Oh, we are. It's so cool. It really is.
And in fact, a listener texted in, and if you do have a question, 437-1620, or you want to show off your lawn, please show us what's sprouting over there. One of our listeners texted in, Forrest. He says, what do you recommend for a weed killer on this one? And so we used the app to take a picture of it. And in fact, it's pink shamrock. It's in the shamrock family. So we recommend, so we can, you know, maintain our good luck.
Some people may, the picture we got, some people may relate to wood sorrel,
yes,
or oxalis. Probably oxalis is what most of us here in Northwest Florida would relate to. But an important deal here about the picture, because it was a weed, which we all know now is a weed, is a plant in the wrong place.
Yep.
And it had a bloom on it. So if a plant is in the wrong place and it has a bloom, that generally is classified as a broadleaf weed versus a grassy weed like crabgrass or a sedge like nutgrass. So it's a broadleaf weed, which means there's a particular type of weed killer that we use for broadleaf weeds. Just one example, and I've mentioned this before, that comes to mind, and there are some more on the market, Trimec, T-R-I-M-E-C. Mm-hmm. Now, what we always have said, and we said this last week too, because it's so important, be real careful spraying for those weeds early in the season. If the grass isn't out of dormancy, if it's still brown, especially in spots, you can do some damage spraying those contact post-emergence weed killers before the grass comes out of dormancy.
Right.
Plus, some of these weeds that you see right now, when we get some heat, they're going to kind of go away.
Yeah.
They really are. It's like Florida betony and that type of thing. They just kind of, they'll go dormant. They'll come back next year. But once you get that grass up and going, fertilized, water, mowed high, always mow it high, a lot of these weeds are not going to be a problem. But if you've got broadleaf weeds and you want to control them, dollarweed really comes to mind as the number one bad actor in all of this.
Right.
That Trimec really works very well on that. But don't forget, I found like a broken record, do your arithmetic mm-hmm. as far as how much per gallon, how many gallons per square feet, because if you overdo it, you could kill the grass. If you underdo it, then you've wasted your money. So
this is where math class comes in handy.
Yeah, math class comes in, no question. I do the math. But in any event, Trimec is good, and there's some other ones out there. But always, last thing, and this is the most important thing probably, read the label on that weed killer. If you've got St. Augustine grass, that label should say for St. Augustine grass, centipede, zoysia, all whatever. But it's very important because some of these weed killers are really used more up north where you have your thin blade grasses up there and you can use the stronger stuff. Down here, St. Augustine grass, not so much. You've got to be very careful.
Excellent. Okay. We have a caller on the line. Good morning, Michael from Pensacola. Welcome to the Garden Line.
Yeah, good morning. I know you've answered this question probably a dozen times, but
that's okay.
Even a couple of weeks ago, I got to put down some St. Augustine sod.
Yeah.
And a couple of weeks ago, you said, I heard you were talking about, and you said put down limestone. I just want to confirm that pelletized lime is good, right? That's what you're talking about.
Right.
There's
one other
word. Or not the white powder lime.
Exactly. Okay. And there's one other word you want to plug in there, pelletized dolomite lime.
Dolomite.
Some people call it dolomite limestone is probably the full name. Yes. And generally, of course, you know, if you're going to go right by the books, you're going to get a soil test, and it'll tell you how much lime to put on before. However, most of the soil tests, especially with our acid soil, come back and say the same thing. So if you don't have, you know, the time to do the soil test, I recommend about 40 pounds per 1,000 square feet. Big yard, right. That's a lot of
Okay,
lime.
Another question.
Yeah.
I've also heard it's a good idea to put down cottonseed meal. Does that, have you heard that, or does that help? I mean, I don't know if it just gives the roots a little hug or something, or does that matter?
I would not do it. But let me tell you, that's an old-fashioned fertilizer.
That's what I thought.
Really, for centipede grass. A lot of people... A lot of people in the summertime will fertilize your St. Augustine with a high nitrogen fertilizer, because that's what St. Augustine likes. But centipede likes a lower nitrogen, very slow release, and cottonseed meal is a very organic, slow release fertilizer, a little bit like mill organite, if you will. And a lot of people will use those for their summer feeding of centipede. But I'll be quite honest with you. I haven't seen cottonseed meal on the market for a while. Maybe I just haven't looked. But
It was Bill Farina years ago, and maybe he was talking. It seemed like, and I may have a bad memory, maybe he was talking about centipede. It just seemed like I remember him saying, putting down sod, put down some. So that's fair. That's why I wanted to clear it up. Things change, and people forget what they heard.
Exactly. And one other thing, of course, Bill knows what he's talking about. But what I would do insofar as fertilizer, and that's what cottonseed meal is, once you put the lime down, scratch it in, water it, put the sod down, after you have mowed it twice, at least 2 weeks after you have put it down, go ahead and fertilize with that slow release 1608 or something similar, and you'll be in business.
There you go. Okay.
That's the deal.
I'll be good. Excellent. Thank you very much.
Michael, thanks for your call. That's a very, very good question. Thank you.
Not at all.
Awesome. Well, keep them coming. 437-1620. We actually have a couple more questions. Let's stay with the fertilizer real quick. Where can you find the best fertilizer, or just the fertilizers we've been talking about this morning?
Well, there are two places, Pensacola Seed and Garden, my good friend Larry out there. I think he would have the fertilizer we've been talking about. Barnes Feed, you know, who has been a good sponsor of our program for years, and we appreciate what they did for us, has a great selection out there. There's a brand name that I don't think you're going to find at any of the big box stores, but if you find a dealer that handles Fertilome products, Fertilome used to have a product called Fertilome Classic, which was a 1648, same difference. So Fertilome products, their line of fertilizers is very good if you find a dealer that has those. But I'd say Pensacola Seed and Garden, Barnes Seed and Feed, and of course your big box stores are going to have the fertilizer. But do what we said, read that label very closely, because you're going to spend a little bit of money, and sometimes you kind of get what you pay for.
Yes.
So that's important.
It costs money to have a pretty lawn, I'll tell you that much. All right. Here's a really cool question. I always love questions like this. What is a good outside plant that doesn't need a lot of water and doesn't grow so big? Low maintenance. That's my kind of plant.
Well, the one that just comes to mind is relatively low. I'm not sure how tall they can let it get. Are you some of your ornamental grasses?
That's great.
One of my favorites, of course, is the muley grass.
Mm-hmm.
That is good.
That has the
green foliage all year long. Then in the fall, it has those beautiful purple plumes that come out. That is the ornamental grasses don't take quite as much water. Another one that's pretty good is flax lilies. Flax lilies are good. Flax lilies, what we have in the front of the station here, that's a good low plant. And of course, if you're looking for something really low, there's not much maintenance at all, and you want, for lack of a better word, and my fellow landscapers who are listening are going to laugh at when I say this, but if you need a filler, something to put, say, in the front of a bed that doesn't take a whole lot of care, put in some evergreen giant liriope.
Liriope, yes.
Monkey grass, if you will. But the important word there is the evergreen giant. It grows a little taller, a little more lush than your traditional monkey grass, if you will, traditional liriope. But I think that's a great plant that is very low maintenance. Also, you may want, if you want something really low, get into some of your Asiatic jasmine. Great ground cover. A lot of people have put it in areas where they can't grow grass. They'll put in the Asiatic jasmine. But the Asiatic jasmine is really, there's an old statement that a lot of people said. You plant Asiatic jasmine, or even ivy, if you will, and they'll say the first year, when you plant it, the first year it sleeps, the second year it creeps, the third year it leaps.
Oh, well, look at that.
So my point is, sometimes when you put those ground covers in like that, and you put them, let's say, on a 10-inch, maybe even less, centers from, you know, say 10 inches away from each other, it does take a while for them to establish and cover. And in the meantime, you know what's going to grow, because you're going to water them and fertilize them. So what's going to grow between them? The weeds.
Right.
And so you're going to have to deal with that.
Yeah, I mean, that's when you can get a little exercise and go ahead and use the old, you know, pick and pull.
That's
and
right.
You just throw it away. And it helps you out. You get a little exercise in the meantime. All right. We are loving all your questions. We have more coming in. 437-1620. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 on the Garden Line, and we'll be right back.
Have you been thinking about selling your house? If you want the most money for your home, it is time we talk. I'm Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenworth. Between myself and my team, we are going to work so hard to get you top dollar for your home. Plus, I will make you this guarantee and commitment. I will sell your house in less than 2 weeks, or I will write you a check for $5,000. I can make that guarantee because right now, inventory of homes for sale is so low in our area, and I have a full list of approved home buyers ready to go. But I simply don't have enough houses to sell. It's likely I'm working right now with the perfect buyer for your house. Don't let another day go by. Give me a call at 850-723-9158. Call me, Christina Leavenworth, with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty, and get more money for your home. We are going to work so hard to get you top dollar for your home. That's 850-723-9158.
At Beret Jewelers, we didn't just build a new jewelry store. We created a second home, a place to celebrate life, love, and happiness. A place to invite friends, to talk, to play, to learn. A place to bring the kids, relax, catch the game, and toast life's greatest moments. Welcome to Beret Jewelers, Pensacola's home for fine jewelry.
What if the music stopped? If the familiar voices were silenced? If there were no breaking news updates? What if your companion and connection to your community came with a monthly fee? Don't worry, we're free local radio with you wherever you go. Celebrating 100 years and looking forward to the next 100. We are broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and let Congress know you depend on your local TV and radio stations. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Shakespeare's classic comedy, A Midsummer Night's Dream, continues through this weekend at Pensacola Little Theater. 7:30 Friday night and a 3 o'clock matinee on Sunday. Navarre Beach celebrates St. Patrick's Day with a shamrock stroll, pet parade, and pet costume contest. It happens this Saturday morning. You'll find more at NavarreChamber.com. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com. In your car, online, on Alexa, Echo Dot, Google, and the News Radio 92.3 app. No more wherever you are when you listen to Pensacola's local news talk station, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
From policy debates to political fights, Chris Wallace anchors Fox News Sunday. Every Sunday at noon on Pensacola's Fox News station. Most trusted, most watched, and in Pensacola, most heard. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
love this song.
Who is that? I don't even know who that is.
I'm just going to... It's Eddie Cochran.
Eddie Cochran.
I'm just going to keep dancing. I grew up with parents. Let me just tell you. You're listening to The Garden Line, but I also like to share stories. And so one of the stories is I grew up in a home that we didn't listen to popular music in the age that I was young. It was my parents' popular music, and my dad played sax for Bill Haley and the Comets, and so... Oh,
that's a whole other story. That is so exciting.
This is my music. This is it. And so I love that, but I also want to talk about something with gardening. We were talking about like ground ivy, which is a beautiful covering, and I grew up, that was pretty much, if you couldn't grow something, that's what you did.
That's right.
You put ground, you don't really need full sun, you can put it in the shade, and it's something that it's beautiful and low maintenance as well.
Exactly. No, there's no question about it. One thing that I would love to do one of these days, if we have time, I made a list for the Garden Line of plants that do like to shade, pure shade plants. And we've talked about some of them over the years, but it'd be fun to kind of put them together so you could kind of pick and choose out of the list. So we'll do that sometime when we have time. And I do want to say one thing real quick about caladiums, if we have time before the show is over, because now is the time to start making some plans for that.
Absolutely. We can hop right into it. And I know when we had our caller, Michael, he was calling with some questions about his lawn. I believe it was St. Augustine. And one of our listeners was asking, I believe when you say scratch it in, you mean like a rake scratching it.
And that's a great question.
Okay.
It really is. Because if you put, preparation is everything when you're putting down a sod. I'm sure Michael knows this because it sounds like he knows what he's talking about. But if you're going to put down a sod, you want to turn it. You want to till it and rake it smooth as it can be. And you want to water it before you put down the sod. Then you put out your limestone, your granular limestone. And then, just like the texture said, you scratch it in, which is nothing more than taking a good leaf rake and just kind of raking over it. Okay. You don't have to cover it. Just kind of rake it in so it's kind of sitting in the little, lack of a better word, little trenches that the leaf rake made. And that's just where it's just going to go.
And then you water it afterwards.
Then you water it in, then you go. Then you put your sod down.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. So I hope that helps you get some clarification there. And I love when you text in those questions, like, wait a second, let's go back and cover that.
Scratching in that fertilizer is also very important for your vegetable garden too. In other words, if you're gonna grow a vegetable garden in a flower bed, or you've got area in your home where you're gonna grow a nice vegetable garden, when you start putting out fertilizer, you do want to literally scratch it in so it kind of gets to where it's gonna do some good.
Oh, excellent. That's
a good question.
And I'm hoping to utilize all these as of April when we start preparing to make our lawn nicer in our new front yard. So thank you for all of this information. It's helping. And we were talking about as well how I want some citrus trees in my yard. And so it happens to be where a listener just texted in and says, my huge grapefruit tree is completely out of shape. This year it produced about 900 grapefruit. First of all, that's amazing. I would like to trim it back, but new growth has already started. Can it be trimmed without hurting the tree?
You know, on citrus trees like that, pruning, I don't want to say it's not that important. You want to get your crossing limbs and any dead limbs out of there. But pruning is not that big a deal. I think if you want to produce the same amount you did last year, personally, I'd let it go right now. I certainly would let it go. No question about that. But golly, the grapefruits and some of the lemons last year that people grew were just amazing. You know, the environment, whatever it was conducive to your citrus trees.
Well, and I feel like too, last year, and correct me if I'm wrong, maybe other people disagree, we had a mild spring. Like when, you know, the shutdown happened and things started closing and we were preparing for quarantine.
Right.
And it kind of felt like we had a prolonged spring, that it kind of continued into March or into May, excuse me. And so I feel like that also helped a lot with a lot of our fruit trees. They weren't just getting cooked right away and everything was rotting and falling off, which you can see sometimes here when I go for walks, especially on peach trees. they'll be really looking really good, and you hit that time. But if you don't pick it,
right, exactly, and you're absolutely right. Plants, I think, are kind of like people. They don't like that big, big switch. You don't want to go from going from the 30s at night, 20s at night, to the mid 80s,
right?
And during the same short time period. It likes that gradual change in temperature. You're right, that prolonged spring. I think we all love that.
Yes.
I mean, who hasn't loved the last 4 or 5 days?
Oh, it's been beautiful.
I mean, it's just been gorgeous.
Lots of time
outside.
That's
the kind of spring we want. And, you know, sometimes we don't get that kind of spring.
No.
We get weather like we're having right now, kind of overcast. Then we jump right into the high temperatures.
Right.
Which I kind of like the high temperatures. But for the most
part, most of
us like that gradual move into spring.
Absolutely.
And plants also do like that. They like that also.
Excellent. All right. Well, we are going to wrap it up after these messages, so stick around here on the Garden Line.
Delicious Gulf seafood and the finest Mississippi catfish is what you'll get from David's Catfish House. Made to order with generous portions of southern sides. Voted best of the bay for 9 years running. For customer and staff safety and peace of mind, all Florida locations have recently installed the latest in medical grade UV technology. This air sanitizing system is designed to actively kill mold, bacteria, and viruses in the air and on surfaces. Breathe safer and visit the place where southern and seafood meet. See you at David's, Pensacola, Milton, and Crestview. At Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, you'll find a great selection of specialty and exotic meats. From choice Wagyu, competition-grade briskets, pork, and the seasonings to go with it, all cut to order. From fine wine to cheese and desserts, yes, delicious fresh cannolis to order. And Costello's has Boar's Head lunch sandwiches from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. Stop in today for one of the area's best butcher shop meats and top deli items. It's Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, a great place to meet up on the west side of Pensacola.
In 1985, my brother Charlie and I opened Vinoy's Tires. Our goal, to make every customer a customer for life.
For 35 years, we've built our reputation on fair prices and quality services to keep your family on the road for all of life's important adventures.
From family road trips to new drivers' first time behind the wheel.
Vinoy's is the name that you can trust to get you there. Because at Vinoy's,
we'll treat you like family.
Looking around your law firm, it's hard not to be proud of what you've created. A respected brand with 20 associates who give their all every day. You have what it takes to go big. Everything except a plan. How will you expand your footprint or increase revenue? Lexicon makes it possible. Lexicon is a legal services and technology provider with over a decade of experience helping law firms scale and grow while maximizing billable hours and maintaining client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/grow to learn more.
You made me cry when you said goodbye. Is that a shame?
You've been listening to The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins, and we had one more question we want to hit before we wrap up.
And it's an important question, too. Forrest asked this question. He texted us. Could he use Trimec or the weed killers underneath a maple tree?
Mm-hmm.
The answer to that is do not do it. Any of these weed killers, I don't care if it's a pre-emergence, post-emergence, keep it off the drip line of any of your good plants and trees. That's the safe bet right there.
Yes. And, okay, we're going to take this call really quick. Nancy is on the line. Let's give your question real quick, Nancy.
I have a small grapefruit tree in a large pot, about 3 foot diameter. Still has 4 large grapefruits on it. When I shake the branches, they still don't want to come off. And maybe hundreds of little tiny baby grapefruits. And I was wondering, is it safe to possibly put it in the ground now?
I would do it, but I'd be very careful using all the organic material that you can in the full sun.